I'm honored to be speaking here today, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about patent eligibility in the United States and some other jurisdictions as it relates to diagnostic claims. Now, for those of you who aren't in the life sciences field and you don't know much about diagnostics, diagnostics are typically ways of determining if someone's going to get a disease or if someone will respond to your drug or if they need more drug or less drug. So that's typically diagnostic technology. And there's variations on that, but that's the general concept. So patent eligibility as a concept has clearly been evolving for a very long time in the United States. We just saw a little bit of the history there. And it relates right now really to the simplest of all laws. In fact, it's so simple, it's actually called 101, the irony. So 35 U.S.C. Section 101 tells us that there are four categories of eligible subject matter: machines, manufacturers, compositions of matter, and processes. It's everything under the sun known to man, in theory. But there are exceptions to that, as there always are, and these are called the judicial exceptions. You can't have a patent on a law of nature, a natural phenomenon, or an abstract idea, because to give out patents on those very basic building blocks would impede science and impede innovation, and that would contravene the constitutional mandate that patents should promote the progress of science and useful arts. So we're going to start our diagnostic journey, beginning with some Supreme Court precedent. Now, the Supreme Court has had its sights on diagnostic inventions ever since Justice Breyer's dissent in the LabCorp decision in 2006. We won't go that far back. But Justice Breyer finally had his day in court. Okay, he had his day in court in the Prometheus versus Mayo decision in 2012. Incredibly important decision for the life sciences. The invention here is the discovery of certain levels of thioguanine in the blood of patients after it's been administered, below which indicates a need to increase the level because the drug isn't effective at such a low level.